Issue 55, The Biology of Beauty. Looking good is a universal human obsession. How do we perceive physical beauty, and why do we place so much stock in it? When it comes to choosing a mate, a female penguin knows better than to fall for the first creep who pulls up and honks. She holds out for the fittest suitor available, which in Antarctica means one chubby enough to spend several weeks sitting on a newly hatched egg without starving to death. Is our corner of the animal world different? That looks count in human affairs is beyond dispute. Studies have shown that people considered attractive fare better with parents and teachers, make more friends and more money, and have better sex with more and more beautiful partners. Every year, 400,000 Americans, including 48,000 men, flock to cosmetic surgeons. In other lands, people bedeck themselves with scarves, lip plugs, or bright feathers. Every culture is a beauty culture, says Nancy Atkoff, a neuroscientist who is studying human attraction at the MIT Media Lab and writing a book on the subject. I defy anyone to point to a society, any time in history, or any place in the world that wasn't preoccupied with beauty. It's widely assumed that ideas of beauty vary from era to era and from culture to culture. But a harvest of new research is confounding that idea. Studies have established that people everywhere, regardless of race, class, or age, share a sense of what's attractive. And though no one knows just how our minds translate the sight of a face or a body into rapture, new studies suggest that we judge each other by rules we're not aware of. This isn't to say that our preferences are purely innate, or that beauty is all that matters in life. Most of us manage to find jobs, attract mates, and bear offspring despite our physical imperfections. The new beauty research does have troubling implications, though. First, it suggests that we decide to care about looks, even though looks aren't earned and reveal nothing about character. Second, women are designed to favor dominant males over meek ones, and men are designed to value women for youthful qualities than time quickly steals.